This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us on the radio. Our number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm. There's, of course, a lot to talk about. What with the situation in Boston? Of course, last week at this time, the country was just finding out about what had happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, with a couple of mostly detestable opponents, if you will, and a bit of a fight down at...
Trump got in trouble for saying that.
That they were detestable?
That both sides, that there was, you know...
He said there were fine people on both sides as well, which is a strange thing to say.
That's more recent, I think.
Yeah, I don't know when everybody
said
whatever.
There's all this walking back, essentially, you know, if you don't hate the, you know, the one side or the other. To me, it looked like people that were raring for a fight.
Yeah, I don't hate anybody, but there are certainly people who are at that place who were very hateful. And so what came out of that, of course, is, you know, if you've been listening to the show during the week, not all of our listeners get our weekday program on their local radio station. You know, we've been covering this fairly closely because one of the main white supremacist focus points. The people who Vice News did a documentary report about, one of them was Christopher Cantwell, who's a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, who we kicked off the air when it became clear to us that he was a racist. It wasn't clear initially. It wasn't even something that I considered about him. And then later on, he just kind of started sounding racist, and we had to get rid of him. So we've been kind of close to this whole situation because of that. And then I hear that there's going to be some kind of a rally in Boston today that people were expected to come out and counter-protest. Supposedly some sort of racist rally, at least that's what people want you to believe, but other people who were there today say that this wasn't actually a racist rally, it was some kind of a free speech rally. And I've been watching people from this area, because we're doing the show from Keene, New Hampshire, so we're about 2 hours away from Boston. Technically, we're considered to be part of the Boston metro area or whatever, we're nowhere near Boston, but
yeah, I have no desire to go there, really.
Yeah, nonetheless, a lot of the libertarians from New Hampshire had gone down from, you know, Nashua or Manchester or wherever, and you know, wanted to see what was going to happen, or maybe even participate in this particular free speech event. And one of those folks is Justin O'Donnell. He's one of the libertarian candidates coming up in 2018 for Congress. You're running for what they call NH2, Justin. That's one of their two congressional districts, so that's the second of two. Correct?
Yes, the entire western half of the state.
All right. So, you know, of course, the Libertarian Party, for listeners that may not be aware, just recently in 2016 regained ballot access to have the same level of access as the Republicans and Democrats. So 2018 is going to be a big year for Libertarian candidates here in New Hampshire. And that's, of course, you're part of that. So that's a whole other exciting story. But you went down to this thing in Boston today. What was it advertised to you as, and what was it when you showed up, and when did you get there?
I make it a point when I go to these events to usually try and be one of the first people there, last people to leave. I generally try and observe. Neutral, I don't pick a side. I'm not with Antifa or the alt-right. But this event hasn't been advertised to anybody willing to actually see the advertisements as an alt-right rally. It was a free speech rally. They planned it months ago. Hmm. They've been planning it. They had a vast and diverse lineup of speakers, some of which were members of the alt-right, were okay. People like Augustus Invictus, who were, since Charlottesville, disinvited. And the organizers said,
really?
No, we do not want you here.
Wow. This is for listeners that don't know, Augustus Invictus is the guy who we talked about, I don't know, a couple of years ago. He made headlines as a so-called libertarian candidate down in Florida, where he was so controversial with his views that the Libertarian Party was distancing themselves. He apparently is known
loudly
for sacrificing goats or something like that. I mean, the dude's a strange guy from what I understand, and now he's like one of the alt-right leaders, if you will. So he was disinvited, is what you're saying.
Yeah, so him and others like him were disinvited, and the actual lineup of speakers was very diverse. We actually had a Libertarian candidate who was supposed to be speaking there, Sam Racciopi. He's running for U.S. Congress in Massachusetts next year in the 6th Congressional District. They had a Republican candidate for Senate, Shiva Ayyadari, who is an immigrant, Indian descent. They had a progressive speaker, Garrett Kirkland, who had intended to speak about war crimes and human rights abuses being purported by Israel in Palestine, and Vermin Supreme.
Yeah.
Was their final speaker. To me, it was anything but a Nazi lineup. The closest thing to alt-right was Joe Biggs, who was attending. Not speaking, attending.
But you've got a bald head, Justin. I heard that was a trouble for you today. What happened there?
I had gone intended to blend in. I did not wear anything libertarian or anything to identify myself as a candidate. I just wanted to go there and observe and see what happened and maybe listen, see what they had to say. So I just drew on first sweatshirt I found in the morning. I have a bald head because I'm 27 with the hairline of a 50-year-old, so I tried to escape genetics. And on the train ride in, two young girls on the Orange Line started accosting me and calling me a Nazi, and then I clicked with them. I was wearing a camo sweatshirt and had a bald head heading into the rally in Boston. So in hindsight, not the best wardrobe choice for the day.
Yeah.
Hey, you were just trying to blend in. Apparently the camo didn't work, though, in that case.
But I got there around 8:30 in the morning. Nothing was supposed to start until 10, when the counter-protest was supposed to start. The free speech rally was supposed to start at 12. I got in there early. I was meeting up with Vermin Supreme, Rod Weber, and Joseph Stahlkopf had joined me as well.
That's the Libertarian candidate, or the Libertarian state representative from Keene, the one who flipped from the Democratic Party. That's cool. I did hear that he was out there.
Right now. For those that don't know, Vermin Supreme's the guy who runs for president with a rubber boot on his head.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Pretty regular basis.
We know Vermin, you know, we've had him
well
out so many times.
We tend not to,
think of him as a cast member almost.
Yeah, not everybody knows his name, but, his shtick is that all politicians are vermin, and he is the supreme vermin. And I'd say he'd be a pretty good person to be near if any trouble broke out, because, you know, who's going to attack the guy with a rubber boot on his head?
Yeah, not only that, he's the crowd, the liberal crowd, seems to accept him as kind of like a hero, too.
Yeah.
All day, it seemed the biggest question wasn't where are the Nazis, is, oh my God, there's Vermin Supreme.
So, there Nazis who showed up?
Not that I saw.
Okay.
I wasn't allowed in, actually. They had segregated the rally from the counter-protest.
Who's they?
The Boston police.
How many police are we talking about? Because from the picture I saw just a few moments ago in the New York Times, there were probably well over 10,000 people, at least in this one big street that I saw the photo of. I mean, this thing got big. How many cops are we talking about here?
The estimate for attendance was about 25,000 I heard on my way home. Cops, I don't think you'd be hard-pressed to find a Boston cop not there.
Yeah, they called everybody in.
There wasn't just them. There was Harvard University cops on some. All the local cities had officers on overtime sent into the common.
Wow.
Three helicopters at a time over the common. They locked it down, I think, anticipating Charlottesville-type violence, which was not going to happen in any respects. Based on the people that were attending, the people who were speaking, I would not have anticipated any kind of violence coming from the so-called right side, especially seeing how progressive the actual speakers list was.
So they didn't let you where? The cops prevented you from going where exactly?
So the speakers were supposed to be speaking from the Parkman bandstand on the Boston Common. They had fenced off about a 100-foot diameter circle around the bandstand, and that's where rally attendees were allowed to be. Mm-hmm. And then they had a 200-foot diameter circle outside of that. That was no man's land. Nobody but police officers were allowed there. Everyone else was outside.
How were the police determining who was attending the rally and who wasn't? I mean,
that's a great question.
A public free speech rally. You can stick with us and talk more, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hold that thought. We'll get to you here. We're coming back with more with Justin O'Donnell, Libertarian candidate in 2018. He was at this Boston Free Speech rally, and from what I understand, cops ended up shutting the whole thing down before it even started, but we'll get to that point in the story here with Justin. And your calls and thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dynavite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite .com.
859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark in the studio here for the live Saturday edition after a very contentious Boston Free Speech rally being nearly overrun by thousands, tens of thousands of protesters protesting free speech. I don't know if the protesters really knew what they were protesting. We've got Justin O'Donnell. We're going to bring him back on here in just a moment to talk about it. He was there. He's a Libertarian candidate here in New Hampshire. He went down there early this morning to observe the whole thing. And he's going to clue us in a little bit further. But if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, it's probably not the most efficient to do it from Boston Common and then get shut down by the cops and angry protesters. You can do it from the back of your car instead, just while you're going wherever you go, because you've got Liberty Stickers from LibertyStickers.com, where you can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. Justin O'Donnell here with us. I know you're running next year in 2018 here in New Hampshire. Do you have a campaign website we can just plug out there for listeners?
Yeah, campaign website's O'Donnell2018.com, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L2018.com.
Perfect. Cool. People who want to help you out with that can help you out there. So you went down bright and early this morning. You were telling us you got there at like 8:30 and the thing wasn't supposed to start until, what, after 10? Is that right?
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to start until after 10 for the counter protest. It actually got going around 9.
But
9:30 is when a bunch of kids had started marching out wearing vests from the 1199 Service Workers Union handing out literature.
Okay. So the counter protesters were also pretty early as well. You said you couldn't get into the speaking area where the event was actually going to happen, which was advertised as a free speech event. And as you pointed out earlier, for listeners just tuning in, while there was originally somebody from the alt-right who was scheduled to speak, they disinvited that person after the situation in Charlottesville, which apparently this free speech rally had been organized for many weeks, far in advance. This wasn't something that just got thrown together in the last week. And you said police wouldn't even let you in. What was going on there?
It had gotten really contentious. It had everything fenced off, and there was like a gated pathway where you had to be searched one by one in order to get into it. And it got to the point where
in case somebody does something crazy, you're not allowed to have anything to protect yourself with. All right.
Right, so they wanted you to, if you take any weapons you may have had before you went into the area where everyone thought like you and wanted to hear the speeches, but where the protesters were engaging in violence, they let everyone keep their weapons.
I see. Now, of course, this is Massachusetts, where weapons are generally not looked very kindly upon. If you get caught with, like, a bullet in Massachusetts, you're going to end up, I believe, with a felony charge. Now, you would know better, because you used to actually live down there, right?
Yeah, and I've got a very specific story for another time about that would take an entire hour to
tell. I bet it would.
So what are you allowed to have sort of legally, pointy sticks in Massachusetts?
Well, if you want to go through the proper vetting process and get permission of your local police chief, you can buy a semi-automatic firearm.
All right.
You better not have it seen or carried in public, though.
What about knives?
Knives, there's actually very little regulation in Massachusetts about. Perfectly allowed to have.
Okay.
And they actually it was a big win. They had to it went to the Supreme Court over it in Massachusetts, for pepper spray.
Hmm.
Now you can buy pepper spray in Massachusetts.
Boy, oh boy, ringing with freedom down there.
Glad to see the right to keep and bear arms is still intact.
So the cops were searching everybody going in, and so you didn't want to be searched, or what happened there?
I had no problem being searched. I had actually very specifically gone over everything I normally bring to events to make sure I did not have a concealed handgun in my bag.
Right.
I did not have any knife on me. Things I would normally bring to an event in New Hampshire where it's permissible.
Right.
And knowing that I'd be searched, because I've seen the press release yesterday from Boston Police saying that they'd be searching everybody.
Okay.
It got to the point with so many people trying to get in, and now when I mean so many people, when I was at the gate, there was literally hundreds of people, dozens at each of the three gates.
I've seen pictures, and there are a lot of people there.
Right. So there was about 25,000 counter protesters.
Yeah.
And what are they counter protesting?
Well, that's another question.
They were called Nazis. So the literature that was handed out.
This is my central argument here is that something happened in America, and it happened relatively recently, to where the term free speech has now become a quote unquote dog whistle for Nazi speech. And I don't understand. Like, this is it. This may be it. This may be the point in history where they say, yep, This is what destroyed the American experiment. Now, I'm not saying it's been on a rise up to this point. It's certainly been on a fall. But once you have young people out there, 25,000 people going to an event to counter-protest free speech, look out.
Right, especially when... Once I couldn't get in, I did go backwards. I started working the crowd, talking to people, getting a gist of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody could give me an answer. Nobody knew who was speaking. Nobody knew who was actually supposed to be speaking.
Wow.
Never mind what they stood for or what they were speaking about. All anybody could tell me was, it's Nazis. We're here to protest the Nazis. I didn't see a single damn Nazi. And I had to have no problem somebody going out to protest a Nazi at a speaking engagement.
Yeah, sure.
If you believe they have the right to free speech, you're not free from consequences of the market determining what your speech is.
Sure, but if you show up to protest Nazis wearing helmets and having pepper spray and having shields,
right,
and things like that, expect expect problems.
Yeah, when you go somewhere expecting violence, I can only assume your intentions are violent. When you come somewhere prepared for violence, I can only assume your intention is violence. And that was the gist of what I got from not everybody. Of the 25,000 people there, I'd wager 99% of them, the vast majority of them, were incredibly peaceful. Mm-hmm. They were loud. They had their chants. They were singing and dancing on the hill. But not a single one of them threw a punch. Not a single one of them engaged a single member of the conservative group.
Okay, that's good.
Are you calling the free speech side conservative?
That's how they were referring to them.
All right.
But you did say earlier there was a progressive speaker on the free speech side, at least one.
There were several.
Yeah,
right.
It sounds like a bunch of people that don't know what the F they're doing to show up to be angry about something that they think happened someplace else. I don't know. It's like having a conversation with somebody about a particular contentious topic, and they're making arguments that against things you haven't made.
Said.
Right, so they're arguing with all the people in their head or in the past or on Facebook, mm-hmm, or whatever they're doing, but not arguing with you.
Absolutely. And the most of the people I talked to, when I had given up trying to get into the event, I went back with Vermin Supreme and Rod Weber, and we had started meandering through the crowd, talking to everybody. Everybody wanted a selfie with Vermin, so it got us a lot of attention.
Right.
Those people were peaceful, respectful, willing to listen to us, willing to have a conversation and a debate. And they were open to the ideas, and they understood, but in the end, it was a reaction to what happened last week in Charlottesville.
Yeah, sure.
They were told there was Nazi alt-right speakers coming to Boston, and there was no way for them to fact-check that. This was not a high-budget event.
They didn't even have a website? Was there even a website to promote it?
There was no website. It was virally marketed on Facebook. They couldn't get together the $900 for a PA system. They had a megaphone on the parking bandstand.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty low budget. You don't even need $900 for that. But hey, can you hang with us for some more?
Absolutely.
More questions? More with Justin O'Donnell. He was at the Boston Common. Crazy attendance with over 25,000 there. We'll tell you more.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Sling bow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial toll free and join us here. We're talking about Boston Common, where 25,000 people showed up today. Tremendous outpouring of people who, as Justin O'Donnell, the Libertarian candidate, or one of the Libertarian candidates up here in New Hampshire for 2018, has been telling us. He went down there bright and early this morning, braving the the tyrannical police state of Massachusetts, where he came from, actually, originally having moved here, apparently, I believe, for the Free State Project, but I don't want to say for sure. Was it the Free State Project that brought you up here, Justin?
It actually wasn't. It was work. It was work and a combination of a disagreement with the Massachusetts State Police.
And so here you are in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I apparently signed the Free State Project pledge back in college, completely forgotten about it. Until after I moved a few months ago, I got a phone call middle of the night from a doer's party asking if I was ready to make the move, and I had to break it to them that I was already in Nashville.
You're already here. Right on. So still, I think that technically counts as a libertarian migrant here to New Hampshire, as many people are doing from around the country and around the world, because libertarians need to get together. They need to concentrate their activism in one place, and that's happening here. And folks who want to learn more can go to move.shiresociety.com, or actually, better yet, 101 Reasons Film, the great 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com, and if you're a liberty-minded person, you really ought to take an hour and watch that movie. It'll, I think, knock your socks off about how amazing this movement is here. You went down there today, and you've been kind of reporting to us on what the scene was like after not successfully being able to even get into the free speech zone, if you will. You stayed out amongst the thronging mass of protesters that you said was 99% peaceful. You were there with Vermin Supreme and some others, just kind of chatting it up with the various different folks coming out there. And your interpretation seems to be that they didn't really even know why they were there. Like, they were angry about Nazis.
25,000 people in a place and didn't know why they were there.
Well, somebody had told them that there were going to be Nazis there.
Yes.
And turns out it wasn't a Nazi-organized event. There weren't any white nationalists that were at least obvious that you could notice. And so, you know, how long did this protest go on for? I heard the cops shut down the free speech event before anyone is even able to speak. I mean, what actually happened out there?
Well, that's the other thing. The counter-protest was so loud that nobody in the counter-protest area could hear whether or not anyone was speaking.
Wow.
From friends of mine who I've talked to who actually made it in, they had been going on. They had a couple speakers speak. Shiva Ayyadari had spoken. Garrett Kirkland had spoken. But they did not get through their full list before the cops did shut it down.
Huh. So much for free speech.
But the current media narrative, as far as they go, is from what I've seen on Twitter and Facebook and everyone talking about, it was just only 50 people showed up for the free speech rally and 25,000 people showed up to counter-protest. And I think it really needs to be made known that was false.
Okay.
That is a blatant lie being put up in the media. As I said, I was not able to get in.
The media?
I was not the only one.
The media is not telling the truth?
I'm not the only one who was pushed out by the cops and told.
You're not talking about American media, are you? Here where we have the fourth column that's protected by law. I mean, they wouldn't be lying, would they, or just repeating dumb crap that they heard? They didn't take the time and energy to fact check, right?
Right. There was three security gates to get into the free speech rally area. I was at one of them. There was at least 100 people at the gate I was at trying to get in who couldn't. They were very upset with the Boston police. I heard one man yell. I drove all the way from Connecticut to hear what they have to say.
Wow.
Other people complaining that, yeah, I agree with them. I came here to listen to Shiva talk. I was running for Senate in Massachusetts. People wanted to hear what he had to say.
And did the cops just arbitrarily decide, okay, well, there's enough people in here now, so we're just not going to let anyone else in?
Not even just, like, enough people. It was vacant. If you see the pictures.
Yeah, it looks pretty empty.
On the internet right now, it looks empty. Like, there was no one there. And that's the narrative being spread, is that no one showed up for that event.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, the Boston police were not allowing anyone in. In order to get in, you had to be vouched for by a speaker. The speakers weren't trying to come out to the security gates to get attacked by Antifa.
And were there people?
What was Antifa doing? I mean,
so
what the excitement here? What were they doing?
Yeah, when I said 99% of the people were extremely peaceful, nonviolent, and just out there singing Kumbaya and chanting No More KKK, Antifa was not in that 99%. They were deliberately up against the security gates, being aggressive, trying to block the people who did want to get in from even being able to get to the gates.
A group of people calling themselves anti-fascist were trying to stop people from getting in to a free speech rally, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And actually, one of my early live streams from earlier today, when I was live streaming on Facebook, I actually got it on video where I was actually at the security gate trying to talk a Boston police officer into letting me in, saying, hey, I'm here to try and interview somebody to write an article about what they have to say. Can you get him and he'll come vouch for me? He knows I'm coming, one of the speakers. And then four Antifa kids holding a big Antifa sign pushed me out of the way and started chanting and pushing people through the crowd. And it was actually Boston police actually jumped over the gate, pushed them back, took their signs. But that's when it started to try and get a little bit violent. And that's when things started to get pushed. That was the first instance I saw all day of anybody getting aggressive. And from there, it got progressively worse.
And what time of day are we talking about? When did this go down? You said the event started.
That was about 1:30 p.m.
Okay.
And from there, it got progressively worse.
All right, what else?
They started crashing the gates, trying to force their way through. And it was just a very small minority. Most of the left protesters that were there were exactly what they claimed to be, peaceful protesters.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that very small minority where even the Boston police started tweeting out. They tweeted it out as if it was almost a joke. Could protesters please stop throwing bottles of urine at Boston police officers?
Oh, God.
That was a joke?
No, they legit tweeted it out, and I almost thought it was a joke at first.
But that's what they do. That's one of their tactics.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If I tweeted that, it wouldn't be a joke.
No, but the fact that they had to ask makes you question whether or not it was really nonviolent.
Right. Oh, I don't think it was nonviolent. Yeah, you know, Antifa is not a nonviolent organization.
No. No, they have more than embraced violence.
And how, you know, for whatever reason, they've gotten painted down in Charlottesville as just these poor people trying to protect people's rights.
No.
I don't understand that narrative.
I don't think they're. I really am not sure who's worse, whether it's Antifa or the, you know, the racists.
Right.
Yeah, the right.
Yeah, because Antifa certainly didn't seem to care about free speech here.
No, obviously not.
And that was one of the reasons I had actually even wanted to go down today. There's been the week-long narrative since Charlottesville about how Antifa was just doing their peaceful protest, and the alt-right engaged in violence, and somebody ended up dead. I'm not disputing the fact that somebody was killed and it was a tragedy. But I wanted to see if that narrative held true, if it was the alt-right and Antifa, they were both violent. I expected, based on the promotion that Antifa was putting out about come protest Nazis, that perhaps whatever contingent of the alt-right there is in Massachusetts may have actually shown up.
But they didn't. That you could tell, at least.
Not that I could tell. I did not see any of them.
There yeah. Was... The alt-right in Massachusetts can't afford gas because the state has taxed the heck out of them.
But what I actually saw disputed that narrative. The conservative aspects of it, the so-called right-wing side, the free speech rally was entirely peaceful. They were segregated. They stayed by themselves. They did their thing, and they were escorted away by the Boston police. It was entirely one-sided violence from Antifa against the Boston police.
Justin, I want to say thanks for coming on.
And you, apparently.
Yeah, and you were threatened as well just because of your haircut. Thanks for coming on and giving us kind of the scoop on what had happened down there. It was O'Donnell2018.com. That's O'Donnell2018.com for those that might want to check out your campaign in New Hampshire coming up in 2018. And once again, I appreciate your time.
No problem.
Have a great night. More coming up here with your calls. Welcome. You can take control of the airwaves, and you can bring up anything you want, whether it's and I think we need to dig further into this free speech thing, because it seems like it's under attack right now. And, Mark, you've got some stuff you want to say about that.
Yep.
You, the listener, you're welcome to join us as a caller. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or Skype in like Justin there at username lrn.fm.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Symbi.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here on Free Talk Live and take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, we're going to jump into your calls and thoughts on this just amazing day out of Boston, Massachusetts, where 25,000 people got into the streets to protest something that wasn't even happening. They thought there were going to be Nazis speaking at some rally, but it turns out it was actually just a free speech rally that included people from the right and the left and libertarians as well. Mark, before we get into your calls, though, tell me about Bullet Blocker.
The time has come. You can now get a stylish, comfortable jacket, like a winter coat or a winter coat or even a briefcase or a backpack or something like that, that's bulletproof. You go to bulletblocker.com. It's a website that was set up and founded by a former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor. That's two different people. With the goal of making backpacks for kids to protect them in case of school shooting, and now they've expanded to making, you know, great-looking stuff that will stop handgun bullets. Check it out. You got to have a nice jacket. You might as well have one that stops bullets. You can get something for the whole family. This is airport security friendly. International shipping is available. The thinnest, lightest ballistic available in today's market. Very flexible and concealable. This isn't the kind of thing you get a second chance at, so get something for the whole family. Bulletblocker.com. If the lives in your family are priceless, protect them at bulletblocker.com.
Is free speech under attack? It sure looked like it today with tens of thousands of people, estimated over 25,000 people in the streets at Boston Common to protest what ultimately was supposed to be a free speech rally, simply because they had been told that there would be some Nazis or some white supremacists that were showing up there. According to Justin O'Donnell, who was on the ground throughout the day today, we just hung up with him a few moments ago. According to him, there was no visible sign whatsoever of any white supremacists anywhere in the vicinity of this particular event. And ultimately, the angry crowd, he said most of them were peaceful, but some, like the Antifa folks, were certainly not. The crowd ended up being the excuse, I guess, that the cops used to shut the event down before it was even over with. So not even everybody got to speak who had wanted to. And the amplification was such that the crowd would have drowned them out anyway. So the only people who would have heard it would have been those who would have been in the immediate vicinity of the speaker themselves. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up what you want. We've got Michael in Virginia Beach, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. You know, we're putting a lot of emphasis on a bunch of nobodies starting on this program last week. You know, I can't see CBS making Dan Rather their field correspondent on, military service issues. That's why they fired him.
I'm not sure. I forget why they fired Dan Rather. What happened there?
Well, he was accused of falsely reporting on George W. Bush's military record. Okay. And so to make him their correspondent on military affairs after firing him as an anchor for being less than competent in that area, well, that's what you seem to have done by bringing back this guy last week to tell us what's going on.
You're talking about Christopher Cantwell.
Rally.
Hey, look, man, Christopher Cantwell blew up last week. He was there. He's somebody we knew, and he became huge news nationwide. Free Talk Live scooped the rest of the world, and you're wagging your finger at us from your house? I mean, what?
Yeah, I mean,
this was a huge victory for Free Talk Live, having this guy on, having him spread his nasty hate speech, vindicating our position from 2 years ago about why we fired this guy. Yeah, we had him on. Yeah, we had him give his side of the story. I'd have had the guy who drove the car into the crowd on if I could have got him on. That's what this is about, and that's what newsmakers are, dude.
It's called a newsmaker. This isn't a news show, but if we get the chance to have somebody on who was in the thick of some sort of event that was happening, just like we did with Justin O'Donnell a few moments ago, we're going to do that. You're not my program director, and I don't take advice from most people who don't know what they're talking about.
Well, that's really a lame excuse. That's how Hitler made it.
What are you talking about?
Hold on. Which one of us is Hitler? Ian?
What I'm saying is your Cantwell character wouldn't be known by anybody except for your efforts to make him known.
You don't know what you're talking about, do you?
Are you giving Free Talk Live credit for spreading Cantwell's hold on. I want to ask this guy. Are you saying that Cantwell wouldn't have been the news that he was last week if it hadn't been for Free Talk Live's interview?
I hope this is true. Please, God.
The ethics of your interview as compared to CBS and Dan Rather are very, very suspicious.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what's suspicious. We knew a guy, well, he was there, you know, whatever.
But were you suggesting that Chris Cantwell wouldn't have blown up if we hadn't interviewed him?
Wouldn't have blown up? What do you mean blown up?
What I mean is Chris Cantwell, maybe you haven't been paying attention to the news, but Chris Cantwell has been getting headlines all over the place in the last
week.
Around
the globe.
I mean, he's become the face of the white separatist racist movement out there in Charlottesville. And that has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that Free Talk Live had him on. I mean, I appreciate you giving us credit if that's what you were doing, but it wasn't because of our interview of him is why he got promoted to national prominence. He was promoted to national prominence because he was featured in a Vice documentary, which was seen by millions of people over this last weekend. That Vice documentary came out, I would say, probably at around the same time that we did our interview with him. And, it hit much larger than any interview that we conducted with him. But regardless, somebody has to be the spokesperson for this hate group. I mean, there's going to be somebody that the media goes to say, hey, can we interview you? And then they're going to spout their nasty hate message. And people like us are going to counter it because, That's what we do here. We counter all kinds of bad ideas on Free Talk Live. But it sounds to me like you're saying that we shouldn't have even allowed those bad ideas on the air in the first place. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you had him as your reporting correspondent.
No, he was a guest. No, he was a guest. He was a guest.
Call it what you want.
He did, no. No, you can't call it what you want.
You can
because a reporting correspondent.
If you're some crazy jackass on the phone, yes, you can.
Thanks for the call, Michael. Because a reporting correspondent is somebody who goes down there on the request generally.
Oh, you're right. We didn't pay him.
We didn't even ask him to go.
No, we didn't. We just found out.
I found out he was there. I saw a video of him attacking, being supposedly attacked, he claims. But, he was in a fight. I saw a video of that fight, and I knew that this was somebody we should talk to, because we can. All I got to do is put a phone call in, and I can usually, get Chris Cantwell to come on the air, for better or for worse. And so that's what we did. And some people have said that we shouldn't have had him on. Maybe that's not exactly what Michael there was saying, but some of our supporters...
I think that's what he was saying, yes.
Some of our supporters have been upset at us for allowing him to come on, for as long as we had him on. We did an hour-long interview with him last week about what happened. And that's because there was a lot to talk about. If it was something we could have covered in a segment, we'd have covered it in a segment, and we'd have moved on. But the fact is, Chris Cantwell, whether you like him or not, and not many people like him, but most people hate him, and understandably so. He wants to be hated. He wants this kind of attention.
Yeah.
And the fact is, the media gave it to him. And the Vice documentary was seen by millions of people, and the fact is, he used to be a co-host here on this show. He, regardless of his opinion... And his opinion is despicable. He has a racist set of beliefs, and it's a disgusting set of beliefs. But regardless of that set of beliefs, Christopher Cantwell is a good speaker, and he can communicate a situation, what went on. And so, I didn't have any question of, sometimes when you invite somebody to come on a radio show, you don't know necessarily, if you've never interviewed them before, you don't know if they're going to be any good. They could just give you one-word answers. Oh, yeah, so how is everything on the ground there at Charlottesville? It was awesome.
Dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, so that is also a factor. Who are you going to have on? Do they have the ability to speak on the radio? And he definitely does. So, anyway, thanks for the program advice. Let's talk to Jason in Bowling Green, Kentucky, listening to WKCT. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Ever since the mess in Charlottesville last week, I keep thinking of the same thing.
And I want to hear what that is, but you're going to have to hang on if you don't mind. We're going to bring you right back. More with Jason and Bowling Green. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. More on the way with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airways. It doesn't have to be about the alt-right or anything like that. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. Also, Skype in at username lrn.fm.
Ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.